Khalifa, man. Paper plane gang. I was one young. Hey, shout out to my brother Spitter, man. I just wanted to say that. See the from across the street. It's pimping over here. Macaroni. Cushion oranges. What up, Chevy? Germ, I see. Cardo on the beat. I don't chase them, I duck them. Smoke something, go to one new state soon as I fuck them. Nigga, press for ain't nothing. Instead of worrying about who that, why don't you get you some money? 9 times out of 10, she see me stunting. Game running, wanna know my hotel and who phone the ring when she coming. I keep it 100. Get love from the hoes, but it's money over. It's nothing above it. Like the weed, loud like my engine when I speed up. Just holding they weave, rolling trees with their pretty feet up. Them suckers often imitate, but they can't beat us. So super high, look in the sky when you won't see me, bruh. Cut my speakers up, drowning out what the critics say. Just continue to smoke and remain.
CC Radio. I don't know what episode it is, because we done so many, but we back.
And we missed last week.
I think we might be on 8.
Nah, it's like 10.
Nah,
I don't know, we gotta check the catalog or something.
It's 7:03. It's cold outside. It's 45 degrees.
Burr.
It's raining.
Is that accurate?
Gucci Mane. It's Gucci Mane calling, bruh.
Burr.
You feel me? We back. Let's let this Wiz play.
I don't love them, I don't chase them, I duck them. Try to get paper out of her, don't know shit about her. I take you up where it's cloudy, and one of them lame still rocking Prada. I go to Louis and blow a couple thousand. One of my baddest bitches rolling up while I'm driving, and she don't even smoke, just hit it once while she light it. My game tight, seal and sign it. Them just playing, ain't really falling, saying they being honest, claiming that's your wife, but we can't call it. She all in my hotel suite at 3 in the morning, taking her clothes off, inhaling weed and coughing. Ain't her first time cheaping, but say she don't do this often. Since I was 16, I had all the intentions to keep it G. Take niggas and smoke hella trees with them. As for your team, in the stands, you just looking. I'm a pro to these rookies, and the plan is still paper over. And ain't it changed with the amount of horses in my motor when I switch lanes. And I beat them blind them with the diamonds in my big chain. Heavy in the game, little homie, I'm doing big things. Big things, big things. And them skitters, they mesmerize, they recognize. I keep it so G, I keep it so G. Get you some money, fucking with me.
It is still Taylor Alderdice over Cushion OJ all day. But shout out to Wiz, though, because that track is super smooth. That was one of my first favorite. I used to listen to that every single day on the way to high school. When Pops used to take me to Bishop O'Dowd High School, that's all I was slapping, bro. On the way from, you feel me, just on the, in the whip, put my iTunes on. I was playing Mesmerize as I walked up, pulled up into the high school as I walked in with my laptop in my hand. Go Dragons.
Where's Bishop O'Dowd, though?
Where's Bishop O'Dowd?
For the people who don't know.
Bishop O'Dowd's in Oakland, California.
Oh, we don't care about that.
No, you're talking about something. Shut up, bruh. Oh, we got, what, 2 Central Catholic? Ramley.
Is my mic on?
Mine's not.
Yeah, no mic.
That's because y'all went to Central Catholic.
Okay.
But nah, let's talk about the current events, man. Anthony, what's been going on, bro? It's a lot of shady stuff going on in this country, but what's been going on? We haven't been on air in a minute, but what's been
man,
popping?
It's been 2 weeks, man. First of all, this is Mr. International. Great to see y'all again. had to throw that out there. So what's been going on in the world, right? Most people know of Spain. Few people know of Catalonia. Catalonia is a nation that has a history over like 1,000 years, and they got their own language, culture, tradition, and they're a part of Spain. And their language and their institutions have currently been forbidden several times along the history since they were kind of conquered by military fort by Spain. And for many occasions, they've wanted to become an independent state. Year after year, they've tried having referendums in a sense where they could vote for their independence, but the Spanish government has continually blocked these efforts. One of the reasons why is that Barcelona is a rich city. It's on the port. It's got a lot of money. It's by the beach.
Same thing's going on in London with Brexit.
Yeah. Not quite, but kind of. a little different in history, but the idea here is Catalans, you know, for a long time they've wanted their own state. And just recently they pushed through their own referendum where about 2.2 million of their people voted on their own without consent from the Spanish government to leave the union. Damn. And the Spanish government wasn't having it. So you mean to tell me
they really just said, peace out, we're leaving.
They wanted to. It's constituted as illegal by the Spanish government. So they sent the army, like, I ain't talking police, like they sent the army there with riot gear.
What?
To prevent them from doing this. A lot of Catalans.
They were literally beating people.
Beating people. Yeah. Over 500 got injured.
Yeah. What?
And Catalans had to have their own firemen protect them from the Spanish army just because it was that real.
Bro, why is this not big on the news, bro?
Because
you just gotta watch it.
Why you need Mr. International here to give you the latest update.
Come on.
You gotta watch your international news, bro. I've been woke lately, bro. My grandpa got me watching the news and stuff.
Yeah. Nah, it's real.
Bro, because the news be so negative, bro. That's why I'm not paying no mind, bro.
That's why you gotta. It's really hard to find world news here in America because America is very big and we have so much stuff going on. But it's a very big thing. And, you know, Catalans, they don't want to fight, man. Like, they don't have the might or the people to take down a Spanish army.
That's weird.
Right?
So why do they want to leave, though?
They want to leave because, like I said, they're their own people. They have their own language and culture.
What?
Matter of fact, I speak Italian, and Catalan is closer to Italian than it is to Spanish.
Right.
So it's right there, kind of, the Catalan area is like a little region on the eastern part of Spain. So it includes Valencia, Barcelona. My ex-girlfriend's actually a Catalan, so you know, I've learned a lot from her about, you know, being out there for a long period of time.
Right.
And they're a very different people than Spanish people. And here at KBOO 90.7 Community Radio, we care about the community, man. And that includes our international community.
That's true.
Right? So, you know, any support we can give to people who want independence and want to be free from, you know, a government reign, government control, we got to support.
Man, is it bad that I get all my news from Complex?
Yes. It's terrible.
If it's not on Complex, I didn't see it. No, I'm
fine. Might as well just get your news source from World Star.
Bruh, no. Complex is a reliable source, bro.
I'm just saying, World Star might have more international news than Complex.
I got you. Folks do need to get woke, bro.
Regardless, you should probably pay more attention. Just download the apps.
What apps do you have?
CNN, bro. They send you updates.
Bro, but the thing is, CNN is so...
The biggest thing you could do is read different sources.
That's true.
Right? Because, like, you know, if you just read, you know, MSNBC, CNN all day, you know, it's going to give you a part that kind of they want to push their agenda, right?
I got you. But, okay, so speaking of fake news, fake news. Speaking of that, bro, so question. Las Vegas shooting.
Yep.
Was there one or two shooters?
I don't get into conspiracy theories, man.
I don't think it's a conspiracy theory because I'll give you the facts right now.
Okay.
So I was on my way to the airport going to Houston, and one of the dudes that I was working with, one of his friends was a nurse in Las Vegas. And one of his friends said, like, look, more people got hurt at this other hotel. Mm-hmm. So there definitely was a second shooter. But the media, I feel like, doesn't want to put that out because Las Vegas will lose business. Bad enough, they're already losing. But the fact that there's two shooters and that they're not speaking about it, because I read today, or I was watching TV, people were saying, oh, there might be two shooters. No, there was two shooters, bro. I believe that. It's not a conspiracy theory. One man can't just go ahead. To me, it's a whole big...
So my take on it, like, I don't know about that whole, like, the media is not reporting it because they don't want Vegas to lose business, because the media has nothing to do with Vegas or, like, their economy or anything like that.
It's
but I think it's really what it has to do with is what information becomes available to the media. Like, they bite on anything they get their hands on.
Yeah.
And if they don't have all the information right away, then they don't bite on it, you know? And I feel like that's more of what happened. And then, like, it has more to do with the people on the investigation teams. Like, they don't have to release all the information to the media.
All,
you know, it's all internal. And if it's going to affect the investigation, letting everyone know about it, then they're not going to do it.
What do you think?
Because I just can't really find a motive for, like, you. Not telling us that there was two shooters, other than, like, maybe there,
no, I got you.
You know, might be a legit reason.
I got you.
Maybe because the person's still at large or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but if he's still at large, you would tell people so they could find him. You can't find someone
I don't
without
know.
Telling people.
I feel like you guys said, like, I wasn't there, so it's like... But, you know, people did go on the news and say they felt like there was more than one person.
Yeah.
But it's like when a crisis is happening, you could feel like there's 500 people doing, like, being the person or the people that are making it dangerous.
I do feel that, Michaela. Like, when there's crisis, we always want to, like, run and find as much information as possible and, like, find a scapegoat. You know, just on a higher level, like, you know, rest in peace to, you know, all the people that lost their lives in that incident. You know, to all the families, all the families that were affected. You know, our thoughts are with you, and just all the support we can give to the victims of that attack. You know, one of the biggest things I've seen, besides, you know, what's going on here, like, you know, we're getting so caught up on one shooter, two shooter, three shooter. You know, one thing we haven't talked about is, you know, what are we doing from a Congress perspective,
right,
in terms of having people have access to these many. He had, like, what, some 30 rifles,
bro,
in his place.
Crazy. I think, you know, he was like, wasn't he like a multimillionaire too?
I don't know. I don't know his bankroll, but
no, it was some crazy stuff.
It, like, was crazy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the bigger thing is, like, how are we able to have this many guns? Because I was doing some research, right?
Right.
Semi-automatic rifles are legal. A semi-automatic, it goes boom, boom, boom. Right? Not. Thank you for that, Damon. That's why I need it.
So
just like that, right?
Shut up.
So, it's not legal to buy, or the ability really to get, an automatic weapon.
Right.
What is legal, though, is you can go to a shop and you can pick up what's called a bump, some kind of stock bump.
And modify it.
And you put that on the semi-automatic that goes, what, Jen?
No,
no,
it does not do that. It is
that's
not,
the automatic. What does the semi-automatic sound like?
And do, 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 do.
Just like that.
Oh,
there you go.
God.
You get that.
Bro, you're so corny, bro.
You add the bump to it, and all of a sudden it turns into an automatic. Now, it's legal to buy both the bump and the semi-automatic, but it's illegal to put them together. Go figure,
that's
right?
Wild.
So why are we having rules that allows that action? And two, the accessibility to all these things to make it possible.
Right.
Right?
All right. So Jalen was telling me, like, I think it was might have been like last year, maybe, or it might have been 2 days ago. We brought it up. But
I said it multiple times.
What?
Apparently in Australia, it is illegal to have what is it?
All right,
let me just say it.
So, like, in Australia, they had, like, they used to have the record for, like, the largest mass shooting, right?
And then they
changed the law so that they couldn't have any weapons, and they confiscated, like, all weapons and whatnot. And then so now they don't really have any gun violence, because to get weapons there, it's really hard.
But America will never do that.
And this is exactly what I'm talking about. We have big organizations like the National Rifle Association, also known as the NRA, and they care about gun sales. So educate yourselves, everybody. Go online, read up, figure out what's really going on. Because right now, just last week, Congress put on the bill, on the floor, a bill to allow for gun silencers. Now, Jalen, what does a gun silencer sound like? Man, I didn't even hear that. See what I'm saying? So a gun silencer, when you put it on a rifle,
I don't get the point of that.
Like, yeah,
what is the point of
what is the point of that? It's another thing that people could buy on the market that costs a lot,
right,
that can make the NRA money. So the NRA is the one that's hustling behind the scenes, And Congress is quietly pushing this stuff in while we're busy talking about Mike Pence, you know, leaving the Niners game. We're busy talking about how many shooters there are, where this is the real crux of the issue, which nobody's talking about, which you won't find on CNN, you won't find on NBC. But the things that are really allowing people to make decisions and change our laws and change the way we act. So these are the things we need to be focusing on.
Oh, for sure. No, that's all tops. And I mean, bro, like, it's going to take, I always believe that it's either our generation or a generation after us that's going to make real change happen. It's going to be a while. But it's going to be a while. Like I said before, like on the last episode, 2017 is by far the worst year in history. It has to be. It literally has to be. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, we've been through all this stuff. Now it's like, all right, it's either sink or swim. And folks are obviously going to learn from this. Like, kids definitely now are peeping what's going on with Trump, with the shootings, with the hurricanes, the natural disasters. Kids are watching this. So now it's just like, all right, well, how can we, when we grow up, how are we going to make this better? You know what I mean? Like, little 10-year-olds, all that stuff. They're going to be the ones to change all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we didn't grow up with Muhammad Ali and all these athletes that were always protesting, you know, even their own sport.
But right? I mean, it's
and
not
now we now we see people protesting right in the sport that's going on now. So,
but it goes bigger than protesting, bro. It's like, it's bigger than protesting because there's like actual like environmental stuff that's going on, bro. Like with these hurricanes, with global warming.
Oh yeah.
Like with Trump, all this stuff. Like, it's bigger than that. Like, there's actual like problems within society, within the environment that we have to take care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's things are gonna like really change, like once these younger kids that are real woke right now that are getting introduced to all this stuff.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know, bro. But I think one of the things that we're gonna talk about today really is just what albums really had an affection on our childhood, like growing up, like even to this day. You know what I mean? So it's just like, we're gonna let this real quick, this Kendrick Lamar play. Feel me? Kendrick Lamar, Money Trees. You know what I mean?
What's persuasive?
What's persuasive? What's persuasive?
From 9 to 5, I know it's vacant, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers do.
Back when condom rappers wasn't cool.
They wasn't cool, they wasn't.
Usher Raymond went to tell my bros.
Tell my bros, tell my
then
bros.
Usher Raymond let it burn came on.
That burn came on, that burn came on.
I saw Saul and I taught rhyming, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Park the car, then we start rhyming, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
The only thing we had to free our mind.
Free our mind.
Then freeze that verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs. See dollar
you looking like an easy come up, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
A silver spoon, I know you come from, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
And that's a lifestyle that we never knew.
We never knew.
Go at a revenue for the revenue.
It go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
One in front of the other forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say, Money Trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Nah, nah, $8 might just be a main shit. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say shit on the hits that you came with. That's just how I feel. Nah, nah. $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to a million, then we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers.
Bump that new E-40 at the school.
Way at the school, way at the school.
You know big ballin' with my homies.
My homies.
Earl Stevens had us thinking rational.
Thinking rational, that's
Back to reality, we poor, yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch. Another casualty at war, yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch. Two bullets in my Uncle Tony head.
My Tony head.
He said one day I'll be on tour, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
That Louis burgers never be the same.
Won't be the same. Won't be.
Hey, Louis Belder never ease that pain.
Won't ease that pain. Won't ease.
But I'ma purchase when that day is jerking.
That day is jerking.
Pull off at churches with Pirelli skirting.
Pirelli skirting.
Gang signs out the window, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hoping all of them offend you, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
They say your hood is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold.
And we go crash it when nobody's home.
Holly Berry. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this a way, that a way. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade. And that's just how I feel. Nah, nah. $8 might just off your main. Yeah, that's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might say chicken with off that you game with. That's just how I feel. Nah, nah. $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to $1 million, then we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Be the last one out to get this dough. No way, love one of your bucket heads. No way, hit the streets and we break the code. No way. The brakes when they on patrol. No way, be the last one out to get the dope. No way, got one of your bucket heads for. No way, hit the streets then we break the code. No way, hit the brakes when they on patrol.
Imagine rock up in them projects with them again. Pick your pockets, Santa Claus don't miss them stockings. Liquor spilling, pistols popping, baking soda. Ain't no turkey on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just don't. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with ranch, what's residue? Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta put five for my daughter and them. Get the fuck up on my way. Got that drum and I got them bands, just like a parade. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do, tell the truth. This the last time you might see my. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut. Them serpents lurking blood. Sell them. Selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
Hey, yo, Holly Berry or Holly Blue. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the line lives forever.
The one.
And I've been hustling all day, this a way, better way. Through canals and alleyways, just to say, money trees is the perfect place for shade. And that's just how I feel.
Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. Oh, that is a debate, because everybody always feels that Good Kid, M.A.A.D City was better than Damn. And I have to agree with that, because Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, it just has a moment with me, man. Like, you know, Jalen, Anthony, Michaela, you know, what's you guys' moments with Good Kid, M.A.A.D City? Where were you guys at? Give me, break down the time.
Let's see, when Good Kid, M.A.A.D City dropped,
yep,
I was getting ready for my first football game of the year.
So you were, wait, oh, you were just a senior. You were a senior, right?
Going, yeah, senior year.
Yeah.
No, it's like 2012.
Yeah, it dropped like August 2012 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember I was listening to it, and back then, like, not a lot of people listened to Kendrick. And I remember I came across a song. I think it was because I was looking for some good songs to for my pregame. Right, I was like just scrolling through, listening to it, and then I found that I think Backseat Freestyles was the first one that came up. Mm-hmm. Found that, and I was like, "Yo, you guys gotta hear this!" Played on the big speakers. I was like, "Whoa, this goes hard."
Yeah.
And then after that, I found the M.A.A.D City song,
yeah.
And that was a rap. I was like, we got to play this when we come out, but it was too late to decide.
Right.
And we couldn't get a clean version, obviously, because like, it just came out.
So. Right.
But yeah, it was a magical moment for your boy. That was because he's my favorite artist. I've been following him since, you know, like OD and stuff.
Right. So. Nah, I feel you. What about you, bro?
Yeah, no, summer vibes, man.
Like, summer vibes,
bro. That was like summer, like, nah, after bro. freshman year.
Summer? Bro, I swear that came out like in like
some October. Some of the songs dropped before, like Swimming Pools dropped.
Yeah, I thought it was like the like right end of summer.
But the actual album dropped in August.
Yeah. No.
It dropped like September. Sorry, early September.
Well, for me, that's still summer because school didn't start till like basically October.
Yeah, I got you.
So
it was cold here, so it wasn't summer for me.
Yeah. Nah, it's real, man. Especially because I saw him in concert at UCLA exactly a year before.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I didn't know much about him. No, not really many people knew about him. 11, 10, 9, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, that was like, all right, like, he's on the map.
Yeah.
And then that kind of, like, cemented, like, yo, he's here.
Nah, for real.
So.
That's true.
It was October 22nd. I looked it up.
Oh, fact check.
I knew it was dumb late into fall, bro.
I don't know. I didn't really listen to Kendrick Lamar, like, back then. I feel like Tevin really, like, put me on Kendrick Lamar because I like J. Cole better.
It's okay. You came to the light.
I mean, I like Kendrick, but I just like J. Cole better still, like, to this day.
Nah, for you.
No, that's the number. That's a huge debate.
Kendrick can be hard to understand sometimes, man. Yeah. Like, Cole, like, you always know what he's saying.
Right. That's and he's true. Just so deep. Like, it's just, like, I
he's
feel
spiritual.
Like it's... Yeah, and it's, like...
It's Saturday night and Sunday morning.
And I just feel like he, like, relates more to, like...
College kids.
No. More, like, I feel like a female, at least from my perspective, or, like, female-identified people can, like, listen to J. Cole's music more than sometimes Kendrick's. Like, sometimes with Kendrick, I'm like, yeah.
Matter of fact, I think that's Cole in the background right now. You
it
hear
is,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Perfect.
You feel me? Always, instrumental's key in the back. You know what I mean?
I like that.
But nah, bro, like, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. So, I was on Kendrick, Section 80, like, Overly Dedicated, slapped him. But I never really, like, slapped him tough like that. But I'll never forget, I was on my laptop, and I was like, I downloaded Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. And I'll never forget, bro, like, the first song was Shireen. And literally, like, by the time the beat dropped, I was like, oh, dang, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So then, the next song, I think, was like, bro, it might have been like Backstreet Freestyle.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going and going and going. And I was like, bro, I was literally slapping that every single day. And I was at a junior college at a time. So that was like really like grime music, bro. I would like literally, no lie, no front, bro.
Yeah.
I would literally slap Sing About Me in Real, I'm Dying of Thirst, like alone, like in the whip, coming back from class, super late night. And bro, like literally, like I swear to God, bro.
So hold on,
bro. I did my calculus to Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. I'm dead serious.
So is this the kind of music that had windows down, AC on?
Oh, okay, bro.
Or was this windows?
It
down?
It wasn't hot, bro.
It wasn't hot. But the windows bro. Was still down.
Nah, the windows wasn't even down, bro. It was falling. It was cold.
I feel that.
Nah, bro. But I'm telling you, like, bro, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, like, literally had such a moment with me because, like, I was. Grinding that year at JC, and that's all I listened to, bro. And it took me a while to really get put on the real, bro. And Real is probably one of the deepest songs on
real.
Oh, facts, without a doubt,
bro. That's what I really like about Kendrick albums is because he gives you so much that like you can't even take it all in at once. Like I still listen to some songs from Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. I'm just like, and I get like a whole new meaning attached to it,
bro. The one where it's like talking
serious,
about,
bro,
like, obsessed.
Or you like, yeah,
so obsessed with Kendrick. I'm not afraid to admit it.
I swear to God, nah. What's the one song? Everybody's
situation. The art of peer pressure.
Yeah, the art of peer pressure, bro.
Bro, I know all the in-between skits and everything. You can literally say like
everybody
five.
Does.
I know everything.
Everybody does. If you're a real Kendrick fan, you know those skits. You know those skits. For sure. Yeah. Like, you for sure know the skits. Yeah.
And he kind of like, that was definitely a thing before, but he kind of brought it back. And a whole bunch of other artists after that kept trying to replicate it, and I hated it because it just didn't make
like
sense.
Quale or what?
Nah, YG did it.
No, YG did it a lot, and it was terrible because it would just be some foolery stuff.
Yeah.
The Game did it, and it wasn't. It was kind of annoying.
That's not really who they are as rappers, though. You know, like YG and The Game. Like,
well, it's funny. It's funny because they're both all three of them are from Compton.
Yeah.
It's just like telling those. Little,
I mean, that's what West Coast music is like. Always kind of been about, though. I feel like it's like more storytelling.
Oh yeah.
You know.
And I mean, that's kind of
Biggie and Nas.
That's what I was about to say. Biggie and Nas told stories too,
bro. I'm not saying East Coast isn't about that. I'm just saying that's like a primary element in West Coast music.
I got you.
I mean, most songs should tell stories. You know what I mean?
Most songs should.
I don't know. I don't think Left Right tells a story, man.
Tells a story of my weekend.
Oh, my God.
No, inappropriate. But I'm saying
that's why like artists like that try to replicate that, you know, storytelling by putting the skits in there, and it just didn't.
Nah.
Just wasn't successful.
Nah.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
Kush and OJ, though. Oh, that was freshman year of high school. Jalen, you might have been in eighth grade, bro.
No, that was not freshman year of high school.
Nah, bro, because it was my freshman year. Actually,
no, it was my sophomore year.
That was one of his like original.
I remember because everyone started smoking weed then.
In Kush and OJ?
Yeah, everyone started smoking weed because like it's my freshman year of high school. That's when like you get introduced to like
things that you didn't even know.
Yeah, and then that album came out and it just did not help the whole situation.
I don't know, bro. Kush and OJ, like, I feel like everybody, like, remember when Wiz used to have like his little day of the life on YouTube?
Yeah, the day to days.
Yeah. Like doing a little documentary series.
Yeah, I never watched those.
Bro, if he was a real fan,
I'm not a real Wiz fan.
I was a Wiz fan before.
I like Cushion Orange Juice. Like,
I was a Wiz fan before Amber Rose.
That's cool.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Because everybody's always like, "Oh, I hopped on Wiz." Yeah, I hopped on Wiz. Like when he started dating Amber Rose, yeah, da da. Like, nah, bro, we were still slapping like. What was it? It wasn't How Fly. How Fly with Currency was a slap, bro. The mixtape?
Y'all probably don't know. No, I know which one you're talking about.
That was a slap,
yeah, bro. No, him and Currency made some hot
music. Oh, bro, without a doubt. Best duo collabs, bro.
No, the first Wiz song I ever heard, I think, was Ink My Whole Body.
Yeah, me too. I think that was
the very first Wiz song I ever heard.
How'd that go?
I thought it was so cool. Ink My Whole Body, I don't give it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give it MF.
Wasn't that you who said, like, one of your favorite songs was like, one of your favorite songs, like, during high school was, like, a Wiz Khalifa song?
It was probably, like, Black and Yellow or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's something so stereotypical.
But we were talking about this before we came on the radio. It's amazing how music can, like, make you remember a moment in time or, like, an experience or a memory, you know?
Yeah, it's one of the five senses. It's the same thing with, like, smell. You could come across a smell that you only smelled in a certain situation.
Yo,
have you had that happen before?
Yo, Michaela knows her smells, though.
She comes up here
and she's like, man.
Apparently, our studio smells like dirty gym socks.
But. Oh, my gosh. Don't say that. It's probably you guys.
Oh, so now she's saying it's us.
Dang.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, shots fired.
Nah, bro. But like I said, like, Taylor Alderdice for sure was a slab too. Because Wiz for sure, like, he did Kush and OJ, then he went on some, like, pop stuff. And like released like a trash album.
Came back to
what was that? Rolling Papers?
Bro, it was Rolling Papers.
Rolling Papers.
It was Rolling Papers.
Yeah.
It was Rolling Papers.
Very like, it just didn't seem like they're like, I would listen to it and I'll be like, is this Wiz?
Nah, he slipped on us, bro.
And then I go back to Cabin Fever. I'm like, that's my man.
Cabin Fever was the slap, man.
Ooh. I still listen to that.
That's all Big Sean, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Shrimp steak, liquor, and pasta.
It's impasta.
Bro, you want to know what that brings me back to?
What?
All right. So you might remember this on my sophomore year. No, my freshman year, I had a broken ankle, and I broke a window at our school.
Yeah.
Because I had a crutch, and my friend Tim kept messing with me, and I threw the crutch at him, and it broke.
And it hit the window?
It broke a window.
What'd you do? Like, and hop away?
I couldn't go anywhere. We have cameras in school, too. It was a wrap.
and you're one of the only people on crutches.
Right?
Like, you ain't going nowhere.
So the dean comes up to me. He's like, you know, it's cool. I'm just going to call your parents about it, whatever. So, like, he calls my parents.
You know, your mom's about to beat you.
He calls my mom. Mom was like, I'm not paying for that. Calls my dad. My dad's like, I'm definitely not paying for that. And then he's like, well, I think we could work something out. He's like, I'm going to have you... Your dad said that you would be able to work this summer, you know, help clean up the school and being a janitor.
There you go. Clean it up.
After football practice, I'd go do janitorial work around the school. And so I slapped Cabin Fever.
Oh, he slapped Cabin Fever. Cabin Fever was only like, what, six songs?
Bro, like, I seriously, it's like every time I hear that verse, I think of raking leaves outside of school.
Right. So you'd be like,
that's what I was. Right. Yeah, I did a lot of like
landscaping
out there.
That was a Big Sean.
That is a mixtape that, like, literally don't have to hit the pause button. You listen to that the whole front to end. Like, that's how they did it back in the day. Now we're all talking about hits, ones.
Nah.
We're back on that, bro. Now, a majority of music today, 21st century, you hit the pause button and you go to like.
Not Beyonce.
You mean the skip button?
Yeah, the skip button.
I was like, I don't know why you, like, you pause it if you got to go do something else.
Nah. That too.
No, I got you. All right, here we go. Here's another one.
Okay.
when Beyonce dropped a, was the first to ever drop like random albums.
What was
that moment?
That was so
surprise
annoying.
Drops.
Oh, and there was a visual album behind it.
Was that wasn't for what
that was
the name of it?
Ridiculous.
Nah, that was just subtitled. It was just called Beyonce.
It was called Beyonce.
Yeah.
Hello.
I think you can do that. I actually took a class about this. You can do that when your brand is like already so strong that people mess with you regardless. Exactly. Most people, like 99.999% of the population, they need promo. They need advertising.
Right.
Beyonce has a following of something that people can't compare to.
Bro,
and the fact that she kept it a secret?
Yeah, bro.
For that made no sense.
And she's going to do it again.
For real.
She's going to do it again.
Oh my God. Why'd you say it like that? Yeah,
it's like coming to you
she's
next.
She's coming, y'all.
Like, bruh, I'm just saying.
Tingling or
So what? So where were we at? Were we in high school when that dropped?
No.
No, I was college.
We were in college. Beyonce?
That was like.
Oh, yeah, we were.
That was like my sophomore year.
That was Drunk in Love.
Freshman year.
Was that freshman year?
That was like what?
That was my freshman year.
No, that was our sophomore year because we were. Yeah,
I had the baby. Yeah, it was my freshman year.
Yeah, bro. Self-titled. Bro, that. Because I remember, like, it was. People weren't really doing visual albums like that.
No.
Like she's always keeping it 100 with the visual albums.
And then when Lemonade
came out.
Well,
it's because
people
stopped messing with music videos as much.
Exactly.
Like, that's transcending the level. You know, that's like most people make music to get hit. Other people make music to reach an audience. Like, that's like speaking.
She made a film.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, like, bro, like, honestly, that might be the reason why music videos are popping now. Because we went through a time where music videos didn't mean anything.
Nothing. It was just party and.
Yeah, but now like people take their visuals super serious. Super serious.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah.
Super serious.
Like, have you seen that? Completely unrelated. You seen that music video to Kodak Black Tunnel Vision?
Nah.
It didn't relate at all to the song.
I heard it was super deep though.
That's just the trend, bro.
I feel like rappers do that.
Well, it's because
now.
Well, yeah. What it is, like, if you ever see a song that's like super visual, but it has nothing to do with any of the song lyrics, it typically has to do with who they hired as a director.
Yeah. Oh, for real.
Like the visual artists. Because, like, not all artists direct their own videos.
Yeah. No.
And so, like,
not at all.
I mean, if you're a director and you want to, you know, some contracts, so you want to keep your rep up. So
of course, you want to like push
you
out.
You still do a good job. You know, exactly. The song might be trash, but
bro, it's all about the visuals.
Yeah.
So all right, because the internet.
What about the internet?
What about the internet? Childish Gambino.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Like, you said what about the internet?
Oh,
like come on, bro.
I thought you just started the sentence off like
nah, because the internet,
too broad.
You confused me.
Where were you at during that song? We just gonna let the beat flow out.
I don't know.
Time and place, man.
I didn't listen to Gambino that much back in there.
For real?
Honestly, yeah. I came on Gambino late.
I mean, wow. Like, I knew who he was. Yeah. I just didn't really, like, seek out his music like that.
Y'all slipping, bro.
Bro, I was obsessed with Kendrick Lamar. I didn't listen to anyone but Kendrick Lamar. I still don't listen to anyone.
Bro, okay, so. Actually, now I think about it, I think Good Kid, Mad City and Born Center came out the same song. Born Center came out that summer.
Yeah.
Born Center was the slap.
Born Center was a good album.
But what was better, Forest Hills Drive or Born Center?
Born Center.
Born Center, definitely.
I think I like Born Center better.
Yeah.
I don't know, bruh.
I would say like Forest Hills Drive is just ridiculous because like it went double platinum with no features.
Bro, Forest Hills Drive was the slap.
I know it was. And
but
so was
Born
Center.
Born Center was deeper. Like, Forest Hills was more like, you know, like, you. I feel like it was more relatable for guys. Like, that's one of the cool albums that I feel like, I mean, let's get real. Like, some of the stuff that he was talking about is like his experience as a male.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Like, going through college.
Yeah, like, and like yeah. His first hookup.
This is
and
J. Cole,
stuff
by
like
the way.
That. Yeah. But Born Center, it's like, I love that. Like, I cried to Born Center. Like, that's so, it's
dang.
So deep.
Well, you know, you're right.
Dang.
Because,
I love
Born,
it.
Because actually, because Born Center, bro, actually, there was Truly Yours, too, that dropped before that.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Cousins was one of my favorite songs. Like, Time Keep Running Away.
Summer.
Another Day, Another. Yeah, that was in the summer. Yep, actually, it was. Because he dropped that, because Born Center dropped, bro, like, I want to say around July or June. I remember when it dropped because I had the bootleg version. I had the real version.
Those were the bootleg days.
Yeah.
Now but you got now
Voluminati,
you got
I'm looking at it right now. Voluminati for sure a slap, bro. Land of the Snakes for sure a slap.
Yeah, yeah.
Power Trip That was a slash.
Oh, she yeah. knows.
Yeah. Runaway. Oh, that was one.
But wait, knows. Wait. Do we all remember that Black Friday special that Kendrick and J. Cole did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A couple
yeah,
years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. That the was lit.
Biggest
was
disappointment lit. Ever.
Disappointment?
Why? Bro, because everyone thought they were about to drop an album.
Yeah. Bro, they going to do that when they super old,
bro. Bro, they literally said like something like February, blah, blah. Everyone's waiting,
oh, yeah, everybody's waiting for that.
Bro, I was sitting there on February 29th just on like 321 Hip Hop. Just like, come on, man.
refresh.
Bro, I'm literally looking at this Born Center. Like, bro, I'm looking at just how crazy like the switch up was. Because then you started getting like Crooked Smile, Let Nas Down, Born Center. Bro,
it's a really good album.
Let me ask y'all, where do y'all think the game's going? Like, do you think it's like people are like, there's some people who are sending a new trend and there's followers, or do you think like there's a new wave? Like, where do you think
it's getting? So this is my idea on it. Okay.
Yeah.
What's happening is it's being spread thin.
What do you mean?
There's so many artists out there that it's being spread thin. Like it's like people are starting to accumulate like small pockets of fans and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll still have like your mainstream people who are just dominating everything.
Right.
And those will be your more visuals, but like a lot of the people you see now, like their places will just be filled, you know, like the people who don't really rap about relevant stuff per se. You know, there's some people who actually surprised me and stayed on board who like just do like more just like party, like I like to call it just ignorant rap,
like Tyga type.
Like
Young Thug.
Well, Tyga's, I mean, his last album was actually decent. Young Thug surprised me, but like it kind of doesn't, because like he has like a signature sound. He's literally like an instrument.
Love that little man.
He's literally an instrument. Like, and people are just like, I want to use that instrument.
A little Richard.
So you're
but
saying,
no, like Future, like I would have never guessed Future would have stayed on.
No, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Migos, I did not think Migos was gonna stick around.
Rich Homie Quan, where did he go?
Yeah, I don't
like.
Bro, you know? Him and Birdman and Young Thug was like the dream team, bro.
So are you saying like since there's like more selection? Now, like when certain rappers or whoever artists speak to a certain audience, they capture that audience, and yeah. other people who just kind of just make whatever music, they're gonna get that one hit and
nah,
then die
bro.
Out.
Because how I see it, bro, is people want to have like a niche. Like they want to always people are always on SoundCloud. Rappers.
So this is how I'm coming at when I say it's spread thin. People. So the idea to get fans right is to do something different, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna use Playboi Carti as an example. Mm-hmm. Okay,
how new artist,
right? I'm gonna just can't wait. He has a different flow, right? He doesn't yeah. flow like most people. Who else have you heard going to tracks like "And You're Not Got Ready"? No one. Okay?
Yo, he did that pretty good.
He has a unique flow. Okay, like it's a different sound.
It is.
Just let me finish my explanation.
I got you.
Okay, and what's happening is like eventually that gets annoying, right? If you keep doing the same sound sure. again. People don't necessarily have the creative capacity to keep on producing different sounds and stuff. You know, there's few people who, you know, you might say Drake, but
Beyonce.
People might argue that he leeches off people. Beyonce is not a human. Anyway.
No, she's not.
And what I'm saying is like, it's being spread thin like that. It's like, it used to be back, if you just had a sound, mm-hmm. you could keep doing that sound over and over again and people loved it.
T-Pain.
So what was, so all yes. right, so what would you say is the most creative?
Shadai.
yeah.
So what do you think?
But like, this is what I'm saying. When it's spread thin, everyone replicated that auto-tune stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Gets
yeah.
played out, and then he and can't that, do that anymore.
And then you right? get tired of it quicker spread because thin. It's just.
So what about thin, so what about Travis saying. Scott then?
Travis Scott is not the truth.
Travis Scott is a little different because he's way more experimental with his music.
Huh?
Like track to track, I would say.
Yeah.
He does still do that. It's lit stuff, which is really annoying. Now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But
it's lit.
Yeah.
It is. It's lit.
But what were you about to ask? Like,
no, I was gonna say, what do you think is the most creative like generation of rappers? I say like early 2000s, bro.
Yeah.
Like
creative Andre, generation,
bro. Like, like as far as creativity, yeah. like as far as flow, you got Outkast, you got Missy Elliott.
Outkast is from the future, so that doesn't count.
Shut up. You got Ludacris, like all those people. I feel like just had.
That's even when Usher got started. You got a lot of.
I would say I would attribute to them more sonically
as far as like a creative sound.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, definitely.
But what are you saying about people now? Because I feel like artists now, like especially artists our age, are really immature. And it like shows in their music. Like, what are you even talking about? Yeah. That's how I feel.
That's what sells though. I mean, you gotta think about it. Think about this, right? If you're making music, right? Let's say you're actually a really good writer.
Yeah.
And then you make one song, you're just like, I'm just gonna make a party track just for fun, right? It sells. You get like $3 million off of it. Yep. Someone's like, yo, you produce another one, you're gonna get like $10 million. That's easy sellout. I'm sorry. Like, that's
so if you're making money off of like
now, imagine like, someone who like this isn't even a concept of selling out to them. It's like, this is what I make music. This is my music. This is how I do it. They're not gonna stop doing that.
He's like, saying follow the money.
Yeah, I'm just missing the lyricists. I feel like nowadays it's not about they're still like, around. The content. You
just gotta find them. They're just not.
So who's the top five lyricists today right now?
Top five lyricists today right now. You trying to get someone killed today? Like, this is
bro, but I'm just saying
it's controversial.
It's a very
top five. Do we count Jay-Z?
I'm gonna put Kendrick Lamar at number one.
That's obvious.
J. Cole could be at number two.
One and a half.
Y'all gonna hate me for this?
Who?
Shut up.
You know, it's like Cardi B?
Nah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not even number one right now.
Say it.
But kind of like on the low.
Who?
I think Fab has good lyrics.
Fab, bro. Fabulous. We talking new generation, bro.
I'm just talking in general. He goes under the radar and he makes
that.
Lyrics.
No, like, I understand
if
that.
You read his lyrics.
I understand
I'm not
that.
Mad at you for that.
I want to just say, like, right now, bro.
Yeah, he's talking about from let's say 2010 onward.
Gotcha.
Nah, bro. Let's say 2012.
Okay. So I'm still top
five lyricists, yeah.
Like people who came out passing or people who are still relevant. Yeah, I'll definitely say Kendrick Lamar.
All right.
J. Cole.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean.
Oh, are we doing singers too?
He
raps. Beyonce.
He raps too.
She makes your top five?
Yeah.
No one else?
She's the five.
The five.
She doesn't even write her own songs.
I'm so sorry. What?
She doesn't write all of her songs.
Okay, who writes all of their songs?
Ray Sherman wrote Formation.
All the people I just named.
You want who writes all their songs? Drizzy Drake.
No.
Every single
Beyonce?
Song.
I'm sorry. Lemonade.
All I'm saying is I'm sorry, but you can't put someone in the top lyricist if they don't write all their songs.
Okay.
Or like if they have hits. Like.
So, okay, so Frank is number three.
She has a lot of big songs that weren't written.
Frank is three. Okay.
Yeah. What about Chance?
Who's four?
Oh, yeah, Chance. Yeah, duh.
Chance, come on.
Chance definitely is up there.
Yeah.
All right. So five? Who's five?
I'm forgetting someone. Tidal huge. Sign? God.
I don't know what he's... No, he's on his iTunes. Ty Dolla Sign.
No.
Ty Dolla Sign for president.
No.
Go home.
Who's number five?
Five?
Yeah.
Number five lyricist.
Trey Songz. Chris Brown.
No.
I'm trying to think. I just can't.
What about Cole, man?
We said Cole.
Okay. I got Kendrick, Cole, Frank, Chance.
Lauryn Hill. Oh, that's not. Sorry.
Man, this is why we need our listeners to call in.
Yeah, what the heck?
And help us out.
Bro, who's number five, bro?
I don't know, bro.
Paramore.
I can't think of anyone. I don't listen
Blink
to anyone
182. Avril Lavigne.
21 Savage. 21 Savage. It's a car, bro.
Yo, E40, man.
It's a car. My top five. Kendrick, Cole, Vince, Joey, and Frank.
No.
Joey, you Frank.
Forgot
you
about
put,
Joey, badass.
Yeah, Joey's the truth, bro.
And I forgot about Vince.
They're boring, though. That. They're boring.
And said it was this tight.
So everybody thought Cole and Kendrick were boring.
Yeah, but J. Cole is handsome. And Kendrick
you have
Lamar
to have a
is,
mix
like,
of the
cool.
flow and the lyric. That's why I think Outkast, when you mentioned Outkast, talk about like...
The dynamic dude.
Dynamic of like heavy. Flow and lyrics. Like
Andre, we need that next album.
Big Yo, boy.
For real, where you at?
Bruh.
I think Big Boy is like busy making ATL 2 right now, so he just like
ATL 2.
ATL 2 is coming out.
For real. To God.
Yes.
Bro. Oh my. Oh, bro, that was like one of my favorite movies.
That was like a classic.
I wanted to be that.
Like, I think we could all recite all the lyrics.
Bro. From what?
I mean, not the lyrics, all the lines from that movie.
Yeah.
From ATL?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, I was like in sixth grade, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my neighbors used to watch that like every day.
I aspired to be Lauryn Hill in that movie. I mean, not Lauryn Hill, Lauryn London. Yeah.
New. Because I rock all the God. New.
Oh, y'all corny, bro. How could you forget Vince, bro?
I don't know. I still haven't gotten Big Fish theory.
You so lame for that, bro.
No, Vince is a fantastic lyricist, though.
Yeah. Definitely.
I thought you said Vic Mensa. You said Vince Staples?
Yeah.
I like him.
Vic is like...
I don't like Vic Mensa.
I don't know, bro. Vic kind of like... I still haven't slapped his last album, bro. Was it good? The Autobiography?
Who?
Vic Mensa.
Oh, I haven't listened to that either. Victor, bro, this dude Victor, not Vic Mensa, my friend Victor, put music on my phone. He put 49 albums on my phone.
Nina.
How many?
49 albums.
Do you have space for that?
He gave me a memory card. And I was like, I was like, I can't listen to all this, bro. Like, it's like days worth of music on there.
That's why you need to get that external hard drive, man.
Real quick question before we leave. Is Kanye West on the downfall?
Kanye. Kardashian curse. I don't know.
The bigger question is, how long has he been on the downfall?
Pablo was dope.
What did you just say?
There was some.
Oh, y'all tripping. If
there was some decent. Pablo. There were some decent songs on there, but it wasn't a Kanye.
It's like, not something I would like album. Play on replay.
It's not called Dropout.
But let me say this real quick. I didn't even like Yeezus, so.
Nah, Yeezus was way beyond our years.
Nah. In terms of like prehistoric or what?
Yeah, seriously, like before we were born.
It's like, no, it's just a new sound, bro. It's for the future. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott sounds like Yeezus, bro. Travis Scott produced half of Yeezus.
That's cool.
But we listen to Travis Scott.
That has nothing to do with it. It wasn't a Travis Scott.
She's like, don't talk about me. Sound.
Y'all tripping, bro.
He made the beats. He didn't write it.
It's coming to the end of our show. Those to you listening this Sunday, we hope you enjoy it. God bless Vegas.
Yeah.
But I don't even want to say God bless America.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't say God at all because some people don't believe in God.
No, that's true. Well, prayers up for Vegas.
Straight up.
Send positive vibes towards.
Good. I like that.
Positive vibes.
That's what we talk about on the boo, man.
On the boo. Straight up, man. Straight up.
And this just in, if you miss an episode, you can go to, what is it, kboo.fm/combine-culture-radio.
Yep.
Whoa.
Man, I don't know how I remember that one.
Hey, or you could just peep the social media. Social media.
Instagram.
Yeah. Put it on everything.
Everything.
Put it on LinkedIn.
Combineculture.com.
Put it on Facebook.
You feel me? Watch past episodes.
Yep.
Connect with us. We want to hear from
that's
you.
It, man. We out here. If you want to be on the show, man, let me know.
That's it.
If you want to be on the show, let me know.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Spitting bars.
If you ever want us to talk about anything also,
yep.
Let Tevin know. Don't let me know. Let Tevin know.
I think this was a solid episode, man. You know what I mean? But we're going to close it out. Nick, can you hear me in there, bro? Cool. We're going to close it out, man, with this Tame Impala, man, eventually. Y'all don't know about this, man. This is that EDM, that smooth music, man. But
how is EDM smooth?
It is, man. Tame Impala, eventually. Bro, listen. It's like.
Just cut to the music.
You don't want to hear Tevin. You want to hear the music.
Good night.
Take a selfie just by saying, take a selfie.
Yep.
Take a selfie.
Never.
So I can take as many as I want. Dance. If only. Eventually
'Cause I know that I'll be